Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading. Look, I feel like I should get more credit for the openings of these shows. You know, I work very hard on them, doing that. Welcome, everybody. I work really hard on that.
Do you have low self-esteem? Why do you want praise so badly?
Well, that's the thing. I want more praise. I don't know. I just think, like, you know, what's the point in doing good things if good things don't happen?
And then if you feel good by doing the good thing. You already get the reward.
But if more people... Okay, so Fred Hollows.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Fred Hollows blind thing?
Because he did the work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Praise.
He's dead now. Yeah, so it's kind of worthless praise. Would you take that? Would you take ultimate praise, but you're not here to have it?
Nah.
Like Picasso.
Oh, so you'd rather it be like the Mitchell Tinley School for Blind and Deaf Kids.
Yeah,
like,
but you're not here.
Or just a pat on the back by some guy named Jeff.
Yeah, that's your choice.
Jeff. Every single time, because I want to feel the joy. But I want to create a safe space on the show where people can call up and just sort of be like, hey, I would like some praise for a good thing I did. I didn't either get enough or didn't get any at all. And why not provide the environment to do so?
But first up, I'm going to find out if I have the Rona.
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
My voice is all over the place throughout the show, so I do apologise. But you'll find out next, am I positive or negative on a rat?
Michael Ross, these are some of the headlines that happened while you were sleeping around the country and in Western Australia. And as per our boss's request, they will have jokes at the end of them. This very lame. All right. So the new Thor movie trailer was released. It's where Chris Hemsworth takes on the Byron Bay Council, who won't let him build a second story on his house. That's the first one.
That's all right. All right.
West Coast Eagles copped a smashing by the Sydney Swans in the AFL over the weekend, losing by 63 points. Coach Adam Simpson responded by saying it wasn't actually that bad. It was only 31.5 points, as it was double demerits on the weekend.
That's good. Are we going higher for the last one, or are we coming back down?
I don't know. Well, it's wordy.
Okay.
Anthony Albanese was booed over the weekend at Blues Fest in Byron Bay before bringing on Jimmy Barnes. Today Show reporter and Jimmy Barnes' son, David Campbell, tried to clear things up by saying, the booing was because the band were on stage, the crowd were pumped and ready to rock. When the Working Class Man was announced, Albo came on. And then he goes, so it wasn't the cheers. It was like, it was a bit of miscommunication.
Yeah.
To which Jimmy Barnes responded, I have a son.
It's good for us. We like that. His credit house down, Triple M. That was everything that happened while you were sleeping. We're going to check my rat test next. You can probably hear I'm a little bit worse for wear this morning. Had a little cheeky spew in the car park.
Yeah, which is weird.
Not for me. I love a cheeky spew. Yeah, long time listener to the show know that I did that and I was like, oh my God, like how am I going to do this morning? But then I always get my second wind.
It's true.
Had a rat test. It's been 15 minutes. This one is a 15-minute one. And I can reveal this morning that I am negative.
Oh. Nice.
Just a regular old cold so far, but it could turn into COVID. So this is what we call in the biz an arc. Make sure you're listening tomorrow for another test.
Well, I have already had COVID. I had COVID 2 weeks ago. I'm not. You know what's funny is I feel immune to everything. Like I feel like even though you might not have COVID, you might have some weird Japanese flu or something like. But nothing fazes me because I'm like, I had COVID, so I feel like I'm immune to anything.
We'll put it to the test. I'll come and lick your face. Come here. Get here.
Michael Ross, if I could just take a moment to give myself some praise for something I did on the weekend. Because you know me. What is the point in doing something good if people don't hear about it?
I mean, like, you could do it for your own soul. But
no,
like,
because what do people say, though? They go, like, it feels good to give. It's a bit selfish, isn't it? You know, trying to just feel good, are you? You know, yeah. So why not just...
But they also say, like, your left hand shouldn't know what your right hand is doing.
Yeah, but it would be nice if the right hand said, hey, good job, left hand. And this is all I want. I want you to be my right hand. Not the first time. On the weekend, me, my mum and my dad, were walking to breakfast, you know, just having a great little Easter family catch up.
Oh, yeah?
Can't wait for this. We walked past this this lady on the side of the road who clearly looked to be in a bit of like distress with her vehicle. Now, as we walked past, we were like, look, we got things to do. We're just going to kind of keep pushing forward. She didn't look like she was in like trouble. She just looked like she was trying to figure something out. Like,
right.
All right, cool. We then kind of looked around and my dad noticed that she had a flat tire. So I went, well, I guess we bloody got to help her, don't we? Like immediately. I was like, we got to go back. That is sort of like our Easter sort of our goodwill that we have to do.
Your Easter miracle.
Yeah. And she had a flat tire. So we were like, okay, cool. We got to fix this. So, you know, Jesus was resurrected. Maybe I could resurrect this car. And it will be like the most...
It'll take 3 days. Mechanics know all about that.
And look, so I did it. I was dressed ready for a nice breakfast, but didn't matter. Got on the floor, got the jack, got it up, car fixed, all good.
Yep.
Amazing. Great. Awesome. She even goes, oh, but can I thank you guys in any way? She even did the classic, like, she's like, I've got some money in the car. And we were like, no. This is just, because she was from Canada. She's like a tourist or something.
Right.
And we were like, this is just the Aussie way. You know,
yep.
you help someone later on in life. Okay. And then we walked off and we went our separate ways. But that wasn't enough for me.
It wasn't enough for you.
I needed the world to know. So I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but my mum posted and she tagged me with some photos. She said, there's nothing like seeing your son stop on the side of the road on the way to breakfast to help a stranger with a flat tire.
Yeah.
It's all I wanted, you know?
Your mum put that up.
My mum's page put that up.
Your mum's page put it up.
Like mum.
But you used your mum's socials to praise yourself.
I'm not going to bloody do it on mine. That'd be bloody weird.
Yes, you would.
That would be weird.
No, you do it all the time.
But everyone would make fun of
me.
Where I did this one, bloody 65 likes. That's the most likes my mum's ever gotten on her page. And if I bloody did it, it'd be weird. But if it looks like my mum did it, I look like a great guy. There's nothing wrong with that.
011-666 is the number you need to call us anytime before 9. Slightly different for the Southwest, Narrogin, Katanning, Karratha, Headland. It's a bit of a different number.
But we may as well have it as just a hotline to call up whenever you need to just sort of pump your own tires. Say, like, hey, I did something good. I either wasn't happy with the praise I got or I would like more because I helped a lady on the weekend. She had a flat tire. Stopped what I was doing. I'm not bloody Bob Jane. I was on the way to breakfast. I wasn't ready to bloody auto-pro that car, but I did. Okay. I got down there. My name's not Jack, but I bloody handled it. I got that car up. Changed. Yep.
How much did your dad do?
Honestly?
Honestly?
This is...
Because he's a handy guy.
I'm doing jokes, right?
Yeah.
But nothing. That man is now. I think he officially is old.
Yeah, he's got.
He's 63.
Yeah.
But he did the literally 2 years ago. He would have been down there.
Absolutely.
I would have been holding the nuts and bolts. This time I was down there. He was holding the nuts and bolts. So it's like I feel like it was a real passing of the torch type of moment.
Yeah.
But changed this lady's tire. She was even like, oh, what can I do to thank you? And I was like, oh, I've seen this scene before. I was like, nothing.
Wait, hang on. Was she an attractive woman?
Yes.
That's why you helped.
Yeah. Pretty...
If she was unattractive,
no,
would you have helped? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't deserve any praise.
No, pretty privileged. It's fine. It's real. Okay. But I still helped her. Okay.
You want reward because she didn't offer you what you wanted.
Mate, she wasn't bloody Delta Goodrum. She did actually keep saying no.
You would have checked Delta Goodrum's oil.
Yeah. But she even said, she was like, hey, do you want money? And I was like, no, I'm just doing this.
That's not what I'm here for.
I didn't. Honestly, I'll be honest, mate. Could have got her number. Didn't. Chose not to because I didn't think that was the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah?
But I do want praise for it. That's all I want. 1-800-011-666. I just think a safe space where you can pump your own tyres.
I think others deserve it.
Literally.
Like, Brianna from Busso, you deserve, I think, maybe to pump your tyres. What did you do?
Look, I don't want to toot my own horn, but...
That's the point. This is what we want you to do.
You know, everyone always gives, like, just really bad feedback. No one ever goes, you know, online or picks up the phone to give good feedback.
Yep.
So, RAC came to help me change my tyre.
Nice.
and they were really good, got there in 10 minutes. And I was like, you know what? They did a really good job. I'm going to make sure their managers get this feedback.
Oh. So let me get this straight. You want praise for someone else doing a good job and you praising them for doing a good job.
Well, no one ever goes out of their way to give good feedback. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pat myself on the back for that.
It's a fair point. Did they thank you? Did they give you praise for giving them praise? Like, were they blown away by that?
They're like, you know what? Thank you. We'll make sure their managers get this feedback.
That's good. Looking for praise gets praise. In turn, we give praise and we'll get praise for a good show.
It's a full circle.
Thanks, Brenna.
Kings of WA truly are the mining magnates. The likes of Jenna Reinhart, Twiggy Forrest, even her dad, Lang Hancock. Like, they're so ingrained in West Australian culture. We figured that with the big hole left by Neighbours, which, let's face it, Neighbours was a very Eastern States Aussie show, why don't we have a truly West Australian soap that we like to call Days of Our Minds?
Like sand through the articulated dumpy, so are the Days of Our Minds.
FMG HQ, the home of Twiggy Forrest and more recently, RM Williams Boots.
Good morning, Mr. Forrest. Here's your coffee and paper.
Thanks, Petey. And enough of this Mr. Forrest crap. I'm not the Premier, but my great uncle was.
Okay, Twiggy. I have some slightly bad news.
Look, give it to me straight, Petey.
Well, shares are down for both FMG and RM Williams after the whole vegan leather and hydrogen thing. They think you've got soft.
Soft? I'll bloody show them, Petey. All we're trying to do is offer something for everyone. What if they bloody want me to get hard, then Twiggy gets hard.
What do you have in mind?
Well, we've got steel cab boats. And we mine the ore that gets made into the beautiful steel.
Okay.
What if we made an entirely steel-capped boat?
Brilliant, sir.
The real work shoe for real men.
It's amazing you thought of this on the spot.
But that's the thing, Petey. I've had this idea on the back burner since the 80s. We'll call them cappers. And our spokesperson will be none other than...
Oh, God, no!
It's me, Capper! Hey!
Oh, get off me!
Your mum didn't say that last night.
Sure, this is all well and good, but there's a new player in the boot market, combining the grace of Versace and Reinhardt power, vaginas!
Nina!
Tune in next week for another thrilling chapter of Days of Our Mind.
Make your public holidays even better. If you share a birthday or a special day, I think too many people try and see the negative. They go like, oh no, it's my anniversary on Christmas.
Yeah.
My wife is going to be like so disappointed that everyone's going to be thinking about Christmas. I say no, you're thinking about it like you got to be glass half full. My cousin and my aunt share their birthday with like, it was Good Friday and Easter, and so on Good Friday when we were all together, we had cakes. And you don't get cakes at Easter. Cakes are not an Easter thing.
That's true. That's
so it
true.
Lifted the vibe of the whole party.
You think it just added to
it
the overall?
Added. Yeah, it was okay. Great. Okay. Chocolate eggs and presents. How good is that?
Yeah, I feel like you're like, I don't know, your nonna would have been like, oh, I'm so happy, it's your birthday, but Jesus, he gone. You're like, nonna, hold on.
He's been gone for a long time.
He'll come
we don't
back.
Want him to come back.
Yeah.
Because then everything's gone. We've got Sharon on the line now from Carnarvon. Morning, Shazza.
Morning.
Shazza, are you there?
Morning.
What special day, what public holiday do you share your birthday with?
Well, look, it's not Easter, it's not Christmas, it's not like Valentine's Day. It's the Queen's birthday long weekend, which is like early March, 5th of March is my birthday. So I love it because I either get the long weekend like before my birthday or after my birthday. I always get an extra long time to have a few beers with a few friends and get a little bit loose. But, I mean, it's not Christmas. I mean, sorry. I don't think I'd like to share my birthday with Christmas. That would be kind of hard.
See, all those smaller ones, Labor Day, Queen's birthday, WA Day. No real festivities, so it is just a big bonus all round.
And also, if you were, like, upset, you could just go to New South Wales when it doesn't happen there.
That's true.
True. True.
Thanks, Shazza.
Thanks.
Look, I didn't want to tell it to Shazza's face, you know, but she's not sharing with Queen's Birthday. Queen's Birthday in WA is in, like, September. I think she means Labor Day. But yeah, I didn't want to ruin her birthday for her, because maybe a little part of her is like, oh, I share my birthday with the Queen.
No, you just share it with a day that I don't even know why we do it.
It's because it was like our only public holiday for the peasants. Yeah. It was like, yeah, you don't have to do labor today. Labor Day.
Ross, I saw some graffiti and I was disgusted in the community. And it wasn't even like street art, you know, where it like splits people down the middle, where they're like, it's beautiful. And other people are like, it's disgusting. And everyone else is like, how did you do it so quickly and not get caught?
And also, how did you get it up there? That's
wild.
My question.
Why are you on a water tower? That's wild. Yeah. But it wasn't that. It was the old classic, which we can all agree on, like tagging. Like it was like a Sharpie, like what you see on the back of a cubicle. Not at work, because you get in trouble by your boss. A toilet cubicle, where it's like, so-and-so is a so-and-so. And you're
classic.
Like, oh. And as I was walking past, I saw these delightful two old people. I don't think they did it, because they were about 75.
You never know.
You shouldn't judge a book by a cover, but also, why do they have covers? There's a point.
They got to get your attention.
Exactly. And these did not, because I was like, they obviously didn't do it. They're obviously as horrified as I am. And what it said, like, because I looked at it as well, and then the old people like, oh, God, have a look at this. They, like, gestured at me, like, how disgusting they've written this. And I'll tell you what it is. I can't say it, obviously, because it's really bad.
Okay.
It's like the worst. Think of the worst word you can say. I want you to think of that. Like, where if you said it, your mum would be like, Michael Thomas Antonio Ross, bloody wash your mouth out with soap.
Do you mean the Emily C-bomb?
I do mean the Emily C-bomb. I told you don't say that first name. I'm still not healed. but it was, yes, it was the Emily C-bomb. It was written, Richard is an Emily C-bomb. And the old lady said, to me, she goes, not only is this disgusting, she said, it can't be true. And I said, why?
Why?
And she went, Richard, and then laughed.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
She definitely wrote that. That one would definitely put it there.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.